flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ben Volen is joining us here on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. We always enjoy talking with Ben Volen. And like I just mentioned there, the football season is going to be over before you know it. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, and at toyotaofhollywood.com. Ben Volen, the senior NFL writer for the Boston Globe. He's been covering the NFL since 2007, part of that time here in Miami, covering the Dolphins. But Ben, I'm starting to think that Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC. We started talking about that at the opening of the show today. Better than KC, better than Buffalo. Maybe I'm living in the moment, but man, Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. What do you think about Baltimore going all the way out of the AFC?
See, that's funny because I'm going over the games from this weekend and I watched them all and now I'm going back through them, and I have more concerns right now about the Ravens than I do about the Bills. I was more impressed with the Bills, who were facing a top five defense in the Denver Broncos. The Bills got punched in the mouth early when the Broncos scored that 48-yard touchdown, whatever it was, and then they shut them out the rest of the way and completely dominated that game. Another flawless performance from Josh Allen, just one punt all day, no turnovers. They're moving the ball through the air. They're moving the ball on the ground. The defense is, having a terrific performance. I mean, Baltimore, obviously, that was a very good game for them against the Steelers as well. But to me, that was a little bit more about the Steelers and how bad Russell Wilson has fallen off a cliff here over the last month of the season. And the Ravens, I'm a little more concerned about their offense. Do you see all those runs that Lamar Jackson had throughout the game and really in the first half? I think he had 11 runs in the first half, 15 for the game. To me, that's not a great sign when you're having to rely on Lamar Jackson so significantly to move the football. And if he keeps running like that, I mean, is he going to make it through the playoffs? I'd be really worried if I was the Ravens about Lamar Jackson having to run the ball so much. Obviously, Derrick Henry is a total jackhammer right now, but I'm a little concerned with the Ravens and the state of the passing game, especially without Zay Flowers right now. And if Lamar has to carry it that much, it shows me that they're a little uncertain of what's going on in the passing game right now. So my first glance at this game, which is, game of the year potential right now, I have fewer questions about the Bills. I think they're playing a little bit cleaner football right now.
I got to redo my whole parlay.
Oh, the damn Buccaneers ruined all my damn parlays. Hey, Ben, but tonight we're torn on this show. We're torn on Vikings, Rams, but also the NFC. is it just the Lions are going to run through it? The Eagles looked good last night. The Commanders are that team you get every playoffs that you think, oh, what's the young boy going to do? What do you think about the NFC and tonight?
I mean, the Lions look really good in the NFC, and that's my pick coming out. But I wouldn't crown them just yet. I feel the same way about the Eagles as I do about the Ravens. The Eagles' defense, terrific performance shutting down the Packers. But the Eagles let the Packers hang around that game a lot longer than they should have. And Jalen Hurts and that passing game are struggling. He only threw for 131 yards yesterday. I'm a little worried about that, the state of the Eagles' offense right now. I think they're lucky that they're not playing the Commanders, a team that knows them so well, and that the Eagles are going to play the winner of tonight's game, because I think that would have been a tough draw for the Eagles having to play the division opponent. And Jaden Daniels has been so smooth lately. Tonight, I like the Vikings better. The Rams' offense, other than that one game against the Bills where they had a shootout, the Rams' offense has really struggled the last month and only scoring 13, 16 points a game. And I think Sam Darnold and the Vikings are going to bounce back from last week's performance against the Lions. They've been too good this year to let it all go down the tubes now. I like the Vikings tonight, and I do think the Vikings could pull off the upset against the Eagles. And the Vikings, I know the Lions have handled them twice, but it's probably really tough to beat a team three times in one season. So, I mean, the Lions look great, and I think their home field advantage there at Ford Field is significant. Like, the entire state of Michigan is just behind that team right now, and they have such good vibes, if nothing else. But, you know, they will have some competition. It's not just going to be a walkover in the NFC.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.